tell everyone the good, good news. Go out in the world, gotta go out.
Come on, clap your hands. Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him. Amen. In his sanctuary. Praise God according, amen, to his excellent greatness. Praise him because he is worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We're excited. Amen. We're overwhelmed. We're over beyond. Amen. About being here. Amen. On this morning. Amen. We're delighted. Amen. And to knowing what God, amen, is able to do. Amen. Because he is a love, kindness God. God love us. Amen. This morning I come to tell somebody, amen, about the good news. Amen. Of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We certainly thank God, amen, for all his benefits, amen, towards us. The Bible so declare, what shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards us? What can we give God? Because God first loved us. Therefore, if someone loved you, you ought to love them back. Amen. You ought to give them some love. You ought to show some appreciation. Amen. For what someone have done for you. And I heard the Bible say, no greater love than this, that a man will lay down his own life. Who else would die? Amen. For you. I come to tell you this morning that you've been exonerated. All trial charges against you have been dropped. You've been acquitted. Amen. 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 He bared all your sins and stamped it, amen, to the cross. Amen. The seal of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We just thank God, amen, for all what he's going to do and what all he has done and what he's going to do. Amen. You're now listening to Lively Stones Ministry now. Amen. With your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. I want to say to some, praise God. And I want to say to others, hallelujah. Amen. Because I got a praise deep down. Amen. In my spirit this morning. Amen. I went to bed thinking about the Lord. Amen. This morning, I woke up with him on my mind. And the Bible so declared that the mind that stayed on Jesus Christ, no otherwise, that he would keep in perfect peace. What about you this morning? Is you in perfect peace? Have you given, amen, your problems and your cares unto the Lord? I heard the Bible say in 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast thy cares upon the Lord. Amen. For he cares for you. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody, amen, sup with you. Can't nobody come and see about you. Amen. Sometime when you call folk, amen, you can't even much get a hold of them. Amen. But every time that you called it on the name of the Lord, amen, that God always have, amen, an attentive ear. He always listening, amen, because God loved you this morning. Glory to God. We certainly thank God, amen, amen. We want to come to you on a sad note now, amen, about the funeralization of Felicia Davis. Amen, of Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen, that they funeralized her on yesterday, Friday, and gave her a celebration of life. Yeah. And they also having a fish fry as well, as I have been told today, in Fort Pierce Avenue M in St. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Boulevard, amen, on today at 4 p.m. So our condolences, amen, our heartfelt feelings, amen, goes out to, amen, the Slater family, amen, and the Davis family. Of course, this the Jones family, We had great ties with this family for years, ever since I was a little bitty boy. Amen. That my family and their family, we used to, come together and converse and everything. So it was a special kind of like, a bond between, the two families, and all seemed like all the sisters and the brothers the mothers and the fathers looked like they was about the same age. So I've always found somebody about my age and somebody who I can play with, have a playmate. When you was a kid, you want to be able to play with somebody and have a relation, amen, with them of the same age group. So, yeah, so be encouraged, family. God have everything in control. Amen. No more weeping. Amen. No more crying. Amen. That she's gone to a much better place now. Amen. We certainly pray in the bosom of the Lord. Amen. A lot of times we separate ourselves from others as we grow old in age and as we get a little wiser. Amen. And we go on to our own, amen, agenda and our own predestined, amen, what the Lord will have us to do. Amen. Sometimes we don't call. Come on here. Sometimes we don't call like we should call and check up on folk, even much of our family at times. Amen. We need to call people and see how they doing every once in a while. Amen. And keep ties, amen, with them. Glory to God. We also, so peace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen. Unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also want to make mention, which we should have said something on last week on Saturday, but we failed to do that. But we're going to take the opportunity now, as the opportunity to present itself now, that on June 8th, 2024, we made our debut here on this radio station, this program, to being able to come in, amen, and on board with the dynamic team, dynamic, group that they have here, Jonathan McClain, Karen Hubbard, David Frank Cure, and also Sherry. Gave us opportunity to come in here, amen, and to be able to speak the word of life, basically. And we made our debut over a year ago, but it was up to the date, which was last week, was June 7th, I believe, just a week ago. And I failed to mention that, so we're going to mention it now. Is that all right? So it's been 1 year that the Lord had birthed, or should I say rebirth, Lively Stones Ministry. We had a program in Fort Pierce on 91.1 WJFP some odd 20 years, amen, ago. So it's just been a pleasure, amen, to be here thus far, amen, and how God good is, and we still alive, amen. And well, I want to say a happy birthday wish also to Hermione Morrison, mother Hermione Morrison, evangelist Hermione Morrison. Amen. I want to say good morning. Amen. On to you this morning. The evangelist Morrison just recently celebrated her 90th birthday, 90th birthday on Thursday, June the 12th. As you can remember, the evangelist mother slash Hermione is still, amen, doing a work for the Lord. So I'm going to dress the elephant in the room now, because folks do ask me about how she's doing and everything like that. Well, she's all and well. I spoke to her on Thursday, and we had about a 15-minute conversation over the phone. And some, if you're a faithful listener here at WCNO, amen, we was used to be on the 7:45 a.m. hour, but now God only with a 15-minute segment. Now God have increased that time to 30 minutes. How many know that's a blessing? Amen. When you're excited to say something about the goodness of the Lord and you just feel the goosebumps and the anointing. Amen. When you go to talking about God and you go to thinking about how God been good. Amen. To you, you would not take down. Amen. And you recognize and see Satan for who he is, who is the enemy, that he's the father of lies, the father of deception. And when you begin to tap into the spirit realm of the Lord, amen, how many know, amen, that you can't help but praise God, that you get happy. People, folk might think that you crazy. Amen. You go to lifting up your hand just out in the public. You might even do a little dance out on the asphalt. Glory to God. But you can think I'm crazy all you want to, but I know who I serve. I know who brought me from where I am now. I know who brought me out of darkness over into this marvelous light. And for that cause, I can praise and worship God. So we just want to thank God for the mother. Amen. Evangelist Hermione. We just want to make mention of that. Glory to God, because he used to be on the air with us. But praise God, we're praying one for another. The Bible say, pray ye one for another that you may be healed. Amen. Call upon the elders of the church. Amen. I just want to say happy Father's Day, which is not today. Today is not Father's Day, but on tomorrow is Father's Day. Amen. So we want to make mention of that as well, and that God will continue to exalt. God will continue, amen, to lift up the fathers each and everywhere in this continent, in this universe, amen, on this planet, in the body of Christ, amen. Fathers being an example, amen, and leading the pack, leading the way, glory to God, being the head and not the tail, being above and not beneath, making an example, amen, glory to God, taking the lead, amen. So we want to lift up the fathers, amen, on this Father's Amen Day. I also want to say heaven and my father, who is going on now to be with the Lord, amen, in the bosom of Jesus now. Glory to God that he's got his crown of righteousness. How do I know that my father got his crown of righteousness? Because I had an opportunity to minister to my daddy when he was going through his time of affliction. And it was just on last year, June 16th, 2024, 1 week after we came forth on the air. My daddy passed away on June the 20th, so he didn't get the chance to see, get the chance to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church in the physical realm, and that I'm coming forth, and God have allowed, amen, the avenue to come forth and to rebranch, if you would, in the name of Jesus. But I ministered to him, amen, right there. I ministered to him right there, and without a shadow of a doubt, I know that he got it, because he repeated after me, Romans 10:9, and he got it in his spirit. If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible so declare that thou shalt be saved. Only thing you got to do is believe it, grasp it, comprehend it, get it in deep on the inside, understand who God is, understand that he would not allow your feet, amen, to slide. The Bible so declare that you shall run. And then when you run, you shall not stumble. Amen. If you run, because you've been planted on solid ground in the name of Jesus. So just on last year. So I just wanted to remember that as well. Glory to God. Let us go before the word, before the Lord, shall we, in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your unmerited favor. The Bible so declare, when a man ways please the Lord, he maketh e much his enemies to be at peace with him. So right now, Lord, let there be the peace that surpasseth all understanding right now. Peace, oh God, not the peace that the world give us, oh Lord, but the peace that only comes from God. And you said, oh Lord, and when you give us peace, oh Lord, that our minds, oh God, you will keep our minds in perfect peace when everything is unraveling around us, oh God. Oh Lord, that we can stand still and see the salvation, amen, of the Lord. Oh Lord, let us allow us, oh God, right now to come into your presence, oh Lord. Oh Lord, that we may eat, amen, this word, oh God, that we may digest, amen, amen, this good word, amen, in the name of Jesus, that it fall on good ground, oh God, oh Lord, for your good pleasure, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Somebody in need of something out there, oh Lord, this morning. Somebody is lost right now. Somebody is in complete darkness right now, oh God. But I pray, Lord, right now, up in the sound of my voice, that you will send the anointing, the same anointing that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, touch, heal, deliver, oh God, and set free, oh God, that we know that you will, God, oh Lord, because you are a faithful God. Oh Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise next time. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thanks be unto God. The Bible says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus that's concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks unto God. Amen. For everything that's going on in your life, whether it be good are bad, whatever that you're going through in your life, whatever trial or hardship that you're facing in your life, give thanks be unto God, because you're going to come up out of your situation. When you begin to put your hands, amen, in Jesus' hand, once you begin to surrender, amen, your heart unto him, amen. The Bible says he blesses them of a contrite spirit. He heals them of a contrite and of a broken spirit, amen. Them that come to God may first believe that he is a rewarder for those who diligently seek after him, seeking after the ways, amen, of God, understanding, amen, understanding the things and what the Lord have already prepared for me. The only reason why we can't see these things, what God have prepared for us, because your alignment is wrong. For the God of this world have blinded them, which believeth not, has sidetracked you, have bewitched you. Hook, line, and sinker. Your focus is in the wrong place. Your direction is in the wrong place. Once we understand and get what God will want the believer to go to, amen, we're going somewhere. Once we begin to have our understanding and have our eyes and put our focus on him and not of the cares and not of the things of this world and not on materialistic things and not on things that are get us off track and not listening to every wind and doctrine and may that come our way, everything that look good ain't good. Everything that shine and glitter ain't gold. To be fooled. But we know we got to understand that the wisdom of God, amen, the infinite wisdom of God, that God will show us a way of an escape through it all. Blessed be the God. For when we all going through our trials and tribulations, he already prepared a way for us, a way of an escape. To replicate, to be the exact copy of the reproduce of God. To replicate simply means the exact copy and to reproduce of something that following after the ways of our life and creator that created us into his own image, into his own likeness, and to now to come into an understanding that we can transcend and that we can go beyond our heights. We can go beyond, amen, our limit, that we don't have to sit here in our dilemma. We don't have to sit here in our situation. We don't have to sit here in our rut. That we can get up and brush ourselves off continuously. You know, it's something about just getting up early in the morning, just praising God.
getting up early in the morning, getting away from everybody else and just praising God and just having that solo time alone with the Lord, you and the Lord one-on-one. That you would meditate upon his name day and night. Don't matter, in the songs. On your workplace. Just keeping your mind and your focus right. Staying focused. Keeping him in your heart. Don't let no evilness and no corruption. Amen. Come into the setting, amen, of God. The Bible so declares, well, we have this treasure in our earthen vessel. We are an earthen vessel. We got a treasure, amen, from the Lord. We have this treasure in our earthen vessel that the excellency, what Paul said, may be of God and not of us. What's excellency? Perfecting that. God will perfect that which concerns you. He have the Bible so declare in Philippians 1:6, he that have begun a good work in you. He have already started something on the inside, amen, of you. Don't you know that God will complete his work? And if he hadn't started something on the inside of you, God don't do nothing half done. Don't you know that you are a product of God, that therefore you shall replicate, amen, the exact copy, a duplicate copy of Jesus Christ? To follow after him, I come here to tell somebody this morning that you can make it. You know, folks a lot have a tendency to say, like, why they praise God like that? I can't believe, you know, why they do that like that? You know, I certainly hope that you're feeling that way because you don't have that joy on the inside. Amen. Because that's unspeakable joy when you see a man and a woman praise God that they do and they begin to render everything that they do unto God. Whether it be their home, their house, their husband, their children. Pray about everything. And don't worry about nothing. The Bible says the many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Somebody bewitch you if you think that you're going to come over to the Lord's side and that you're not going to have no hardships, no pain, no suffering, that you're not going to go through nothing in your life. You're only going to go through these things because God is trying to get you to a level that can sustain you and get you where he needs you to be at, for you can grow strong in the Lord, the Bible says in Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. God is looking for someone that he can elevate. God is looking for someone to be an example, to take center stage, amen, of what, amen, that he want to put out. And not so much of a cerebral folk. Not so much of an intellect folk. But something that is on the intuition, amen, of you. What is intuition? Intuition is the ability to understand something immediately. Understanding something directly without needing to analyze it or to gather evidence. Glory to God. But the only evidence I need to really gather is that the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For his infallible proof that it was already documented in the book of Acts. When he rose from the dead, he said, go and tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. I'm in Galilee because it was an empty tomb. So them was the infallible proof that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So my own intuition need to be focused on the inside of that and wrapped up, tangled up in him and what he already have done for his finished work on the cross. Exclusively signifies that something is the only option or the only way. The Bible so declared Matthew, the Bible so declared St. John, that 14th chapter, verse 6, say that I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means that therefore you cannot come. You got to come through me to get to the Father. Exclusively. This is something that is exclusively for you. Like, in other words, when you have a certain pair of pants that you wear, and you got them to a point where they was tailor-made just for you, and they got your color and everything that you desire to have, them pants, and you already done called the people and told them that you want these exclusively pair of pants. Them was basically designed for you, that so that is exclusively for you. It's the same thing in Jesus Christ. Exclusively, amen, that we get to know him. And nobody else can do me the way Jesus does me. Nobody can make me feel that way. Nobody can give me the comfort that Jesus give me. Nobody will listen to me the way Jesus listened to me. There's a distinct difference and contrast of a difference between the spirit of the living God and trusting in him and believing in him. And he already had them prepared a way, and make ye the way of the Lord straight. And that which is crooked in your life could be made straight once again. He's a God of a robust flavor. Come on here. He's a God of the El Shaddai. He's a God of the Prince of Peace. The God of all internal, amen, life. And I begin to worship him, and you begin to lift him up. Don't you feel better when you begin to praise God when you're going through something, amen, in your life, and you begin to just lift his name up on high, and then all of a sudden there'll be a sense of calmness that come upon you, because it's the anointing. The Bible says that you need that no man teach you, but the same anointing that shall teach you everything, glory to God, to get in a solitary place with the Lord. It's something about praising God in the morning time. See, this time was presented. This time here was a predestined time and a designated hour. For we can come here at this 7:30 a.m. hour. I know a lot of folk ain't much up right now. You ain't much got up. You still in the bed. But the early, the bird catches the early worm. The bird catches the early worm. Abraham began to get up and offer Isaac as an offering early in the morning. The Bible so declared that God spoke to Joshua and told Joshua, arise early in the morning, take these people across the Jordan, because they was right there on the cuff. Only thing they had to do was just walk on over into the promised land, but you had to get up early in the morning. The Bible said that Jesus himself began to get away from everybody, the multitude, and begin to go into the mountain and pray. And got away from everybody. Glory to God. We certainly thank God, amen, for our being here on this morning. Our time have come and gone. Glory to God. We getting the signal now. We got to cut it off. We got to be obedient in every aspect. Glory to God. We certainly thank you for listening in and joining us here on this morning. We pray that the very God of peace will sanctify you holy and present you unto you faultless before the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name we love you. Amen and amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. Yes, he did. We thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you, is my prayer. Join us again next week, right here on WCNO.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
To follow Jesus means that you are willing to abandon yourself to him. To follow Jesus means that you are willing to sacrifice what is near and dear. Sometimes that's your strong opinion. Sometimes that means that you're going to sacrifice your stubborn will that's standing in the way of following Jesus.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.